Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we were talking about the real estate market, and real estate agent Michael Simonelli reached out to me and says there's some things he wants to clear up, and I'm grateful, Michael, for you reaching out and that you have some time for us this morning.
Hey, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on. This is awesome.
Well, Michael, so let's start with, you know, yesterday I was talking about the market in Western New York, the price of the median sale price of a house in Amherst, and you know, my thoughts on it. What are you seeing out there? Is it something you deal with each and every day?
Right. So when I was listening yesterday, when I tuned in yesterday, what specifically caught my interest was you were telling a story how your friend lost a home that was $100,000 over the asking price, and that it's resetting the market so high that how is it becoming affordable? And you were kind of going on the lines that it's very difficult to buy a house right now. Do you remember that specific story you were telling?
Yeah, it was after Frank and West Seneca called in with a similar story about how they want to downsize, and he was overbid by tens of thousands of dollars, and you know, they fear they're going to have to stay in their house instead of downsizing.
Right. So, like, that picture, it could be very misleading to a lot of people. So when these houses are selling for $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 over, the way our market right now and a lot of listing agents in the Western New York market are intentionally pricing houses that way. So if you price a house right now, and what we're seeing is, I'd say, for example, a house in East Amherst, I come up with a market analysis and think it's going to sell for $425,000. I'm going to list it at $399,000, anticipating to get more buyers into the market and driving that price up. And what that's making, it's making a false bottom or a false sale price. Therefore, if I would have listed it at $425,000, people would be afraid that that house might sell for $500,000 because they're assuming that it's going to go over. So it's really not inflating the true value as much, where it's creating a bidding war to drive the price up. Does that kind of make some sense?
No, I understand what you're saying, Michael. I mean, would you say today that this market is still as hot as it was 2-3 years ago?
So, yes and no. So what I'm finding right now is that houses that have been remodeled, that are move-in, more move-in ready, are selling for a premium, and the houses that have been less even if they're well taken care of but are going to need future renovations, are not selling as aggressively. I think the buyer in today's market is willing to pay the premium to have the work done for them.
And what do you say? You know, we had Frank and West Seneca. We had someone else before him. His name's escaping me now. You know, they said that their wish is to downsize, but, you know, they look at what they can get for their house, and what they can get for their house doesn't cover either what the house they want to downsize into or that plus, you know, repairs and renovations that they would have to make. What would your advice to them be?
My advice is, the rate right now is having a big effect on people selling those houses. So if a lot of people are locked into a 2-3% rate from 2018 and 2019, and those people are not selling. So once those people, like if I bought my starter home in 2018 and I was going to be looking to upgrade, that it's hard to do that because I have such a great rate. I can't afford to double my mortgage payment, it just doesn't make sense. So a lot of the people that are in the starter homes are waiting for a rate lock to drop to make a move and open up a lot of inventory.
So what does the future look like in the housing market? You know, I saw in Fortune magazine where some places around the country, I mean, it is starting to cool off a little bit, but it is starting to cool off. That doesn't seem to be, again, the average house in I almost said Hornell, the average house in Amherst last year went 10.5% above the year before. What do you see 2-3 years down the road in this market?
So historically, Buffalo is appreciation between 3-6%, and we do anticipate that it should level off back to that normal rate. And again, Amherst the year before that also did go up 22%. So Amherst went up almost 30% in 36 months, or almost just under 2 years. But that should level. It should level out with the interest rates coming down.
So, Michael, this might seem like a crazy question, but, you know, driving into work, I pass 3 or 4, you know, developments where there's, you know, multiple houses going up. What does that do to the market? Because we still have, you know, many older houses that are perfectly great shape. And we have these newer houses, you know, out in Clarence. I believe they're building a few on Klein and Amherst. What do all these new houses do to the market? Does that affect the numbers when you go to sell a house?
We are still, because of pandemic time, we are still way behind the curve of where we should be on new builds. So we encourage more new builds. We need new builds. And I live in Niagara County, and I know Niagara Wheatfield they stopped allowing permits for new developments for a year because there were so many popping up. And I know that I think they're lifting that now, but Western New York needs more new builds for sure.
Now, let's say, you know, as you said, it might level off, the market might level out. What does that mean? You know, on top of all these new builds, I see apartment buildings going up. It seems all down Transit Road into Lancaster. What right. happens to all this apartment property if the market does level out, if it becomes more affordable for people who may right now be intimidated by the current market?
Right now we still have way more demand for rental than we have. So like rents are still climbing right now because there's such a demand for rentals, and there's just a lot of demand for real estate in general. I mean, I think it's a good sign that people are coming back to Buffalo and Western New York. I think that this is a more desirable place to live. We're bringing people I'm getting a lot of clients coming from New York City. We have other people coming from other larger cities that are moving to West New York for a quieter life.
If you look at Western New York, you know, Erie County, Niagara County, if someone is looking for the best deal on their home, where would you say right now is the best area of Western New York to be looking for a house?
So the further you go away from, if you're going on like a circle, a drive around the city, the further you get out, there's little bubbles. Like Pendleton, you're not going to find a deal right now. But if you go a little further out to like Cambria or Sanborn, you might catch a little less competition. Just likewise, if you go the other way, you're going to find a little less competition in Hamburg and maybe just past Orchard Park. But if you're in the original bubble right now around in any of the suburbs surrounding the city, if the house is maintained and priced right, it's selling at an aggressive price.
Is there anywhere that you can't move a house right now, Michael? You know, something that you've been trying to sell that it's just not sticking with the customers?
So I have one listing that's not sold right now. All my other listings, there was a little quiet at the end of August where I had two listings that were sitting just for a minute. But as soon as we got past that end of summer bubble and the kids went back to school, they instantly got snapped up. The only thing I have sitting is it was a double in Kenmore. But it's because I had a disgruntled tenant that wouldn't show it. So there are some situations where outside factors will control a sale. But if it's priced right, any house or any property in Western New York right now is desirable.
You know, we went through a phase where it seemed people weren't getting their house inspected. I know someone who bought a house and didn't have it looked at. As a real estate agent, you know, what do you say to a prospective buyer who wants to win the battle and get in the house? What is the best advice and the best way going forward for that?
So that's a great question, Joe. So this is good. I just lost a bid on a house in Amherst. There were 11 total offers, and the agent was nice and gave feedback to everybody. So of the 11 offers, two of them were cash. Five of them were conventional financing. One was VA financing. The other three were FHA. Six had home inspections, and five people were willing to waive them. So you're competing against that. There is ways around it. So when you do your home inspection, it's really not like to some people see it as an opportunity to negotiate with the seller again. But what you're really doing is what you're trying to do is find if there are any major safety concerns or things that's going to be a big ticket item that you can't see on the surface. So what you can do is you can get a pre-inspection. So usually you have the market, the house will be on for at least a week. So you can hire an inspector to do like a pre-inspection to come through, spend an hour in the house and just look for major, check the foundation, check the attic, check any major component. And that would give you a position to make an offer without the inspection contingency and still have a peace of mind that you're not getting a big problem.
Good to know. Good to know. I also said, and I've said this for 5 years now, so I'm obviously wrong on this, but you know, you have a lot. We know the median income in Erie County is below the national average. And you know, we see houses, as we've mentioned, going for, you know, certain rates. We talked about the median price in Amherst. I mean, do you foresee a foreclosure market? Do you see it just seems like the prices of what houses are going for does not match the economic statistics out of Erie County.
Right. So I do a lot of national training. I do seminars. I follow a lot of national speakers. I'm actually outside of Riverworks right now. I'm about to go into an AI conference. And nothing in Western New York points to us specifically having a bubble. We are still playing catch up. We're still catching up to the national averages. And I did see somewhere that we're 15% over on people behind on their mortgages. But if there was going to be any type of foreclosure increase, we wouldn't see that for at least 2 years because it takes a very long time to foreclose on a house in Western New York.
All right. Interesting. And the other question I wanted to ask you, Michael, because downtown Buffalo has been in the news. It's something we're going to get to in the next segment. You see all these developments, and I know we're talking about home real estate and home properties. But when you see downtown Buffalo, you with the mind, I mean, you know, there was a time where people seemingly were rushing to live downtown. You talk about the demand. What do you think it is to bring downtown back, number one? And number two, when you have people speaking out against developers, elected officials, what do you think about that?
I listen to your show all the time, and I can't agree to more with everyone that's on this show that something needs to change downtown to get the money into private developers. Stop the roadblocks. We need more market house rents or buildings. We need more attractions. We need a lot more sustainable living down there, not just for, you know, Section 8 and for people that are assisted living. Like the Perry Project, that's a $200 million project, all for assisted living. And we do need that. It's important to have that. But we need to stop the blocking of development, of putting up, we need to put some high-end market rent places where people want to live, and people are going to come downtown to spend money. That's important, 100%.
Exactly. And it would be nice to have a grocery store, too, but that's right now not in the cards for downtown Buffalo.
Right. Between that, Sinatra's trying to finish his building, but he had his, they had their tie-up with they need financing still. And then you got a $200 million park going at the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Park. So we have almost $500 million worth of development that I don't see bringing the type of economic development down there that was going to, you know, support restaurants as much and bring more people into town from outside of Western New York. Like, if you live in Amherst, there's not enough regular attraction to bring you into the city.
Yeah, it's a great point. Michael, I had one other question, and this was away from downtown. You know, there seemed to be the push to everyone wanted to live near, you know, the big developments, near the shopping, near the grocery stores. But you mentioned Pendleton, and, you know, I see all these developments going out down Roll Road in Clarence. Is there a demand or a push for people to live away from the hustle and bustle more than we've seen before?
Yes and no. I just think that's where the available land is for the developers, and there is demand for the housing. So if you want to build a 30, 40, 50 unit neighborhood, you have to move out. You can't do that in Amherst anymore. Most of the land has been developed. A lot of it's wetlands, so a lot of the wetlands that are left, you just are undevelopable. So to build a 50-unit neighborhood, you have to go out to Clarence, you have to go out to Pendleton and Wheatfield, because that's the next spot where that's being developed rapidly.
Michael Simonelli, thank you so much. I should have asked you this before we went on the air. Do you want to give a plug or anything before I let you go?
Sure. I just want to say my name is Mike. I'm with Hunt Real Estate. I'm a top 1% agent in Western New York. I'm on the Blueprint team with Hunt, and I just want to give a shout-out to Sharon Simonelli. That's my mom. She's been an agent for 40 years. She's taught me everything I know, so giving her a little plug on the radio, she'll love it. And thank you so much for letting me share what's going on. I appreciate it, Joe.
Michael, I appreciate you reaching out, and anytime you want to, you have something to bring, please let me know. I'd love to have you back on.
Awesome. Have a good afternoon.
Thanks.
I look forward to listening to the rest of the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. That is Michael Simonelli talking about the real estate market.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.